Amen. Did you guys hear me talking over when I was up there? Maybe I didn't turn it off. I don't know. Did you hear me talking? No? Okay, cool. All right. Good morning. Sometimes I got to remember. I got to turn it off before I have conversations or something. Sometimes I forget that. Anyways, happy Mother's Day, ladies. Thank you, moms. Thank you, wives. Thank you, grandmas. Soon-to-be moms, could-be moms, you know, every mother here, you know. We want to thank you for your love in Christ. You ladies are very special. And actually, some of you even do the role of not only the mother, but the father as well. And so you're blessed. And so we want to show our appreciation. First of all, I want to have all the mothers to stand up so we can just see who you are and we can thank Jesus for it. Just stand up. If you're a mother, stand up. Okay? And don't sit down. Stay up. Look around. What we see before is the love of Christ and the long-suffering. Because mothers, you put up with the children and with the husbands too. And it takes I could never do that role, and obviously I wasn't called to do it. But we want to thank you by showing our appreciation. Stay standing, don't sit down. We have a rose we want to give you, and I'm going to just open this door. We're going to have the youth and the children come and pass out a rose to each and every one of you. So you're going to go and you're going to pass them out. So take one and go find a mother and pass it out. Go ahead. And you guys can help the younger ones. Yeah, go ahead and pass them out there. Go ahead and you find someone standing up, go give them a rose and a hug and thank them for being mothers. If you have not received a rose, I want you to raise your hand. So we know, just one per person. So look for the hands. There's hands. Somebody wants a dozen of them. There's a few hands over there, people. Hold your hand up high so they can see you. And continue to stand. Don't sit down because we want to pray for you. All right, who doesn't have a rose? Lift your hand way high if you don't have a mother. Mothers, just the mothers. I know some of you guys are raising your hand, and I agree that's what you are. But you do. Sometimes men do play the role of a mother. If a man here, a single parent man here who's has the role of a mother, you can stand too. There's not a respected person. Everybody get a rose, all the mothers. Okay, let me just kind of hold up the rose, will you? All right, thank you, Jesus. Now, what I want you guys to do, I want you to pass out a rose to all the ladies in here because they are married to Christ, and one day they too will perform the calling of a mother. If that's God's will, and he should tarry. So I want all the ladies to stand up now. All the ladies, go ahead and stand up, all the ladies. There you go, because one day you too will have be a mother. Thank you. So if you're standing up and you did not receive a rose yet, I want you to raise your hand so we can see. They can bring it. Okay, if everybody has it, then go ahead and bring the roses back here. The ones that are left over, you can bring them back. Everybody? That's right. The youth girls, make sure, go ahead and put them back in there for me. Thank you. Make sure you keep one. I have one up here already. Okay. No. Ladies in the youth group, make sure you hold on to one. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, they should have one already. They do. Okay. Okay. And just to make the young ladies special, I want every young lady to have one, even the little girls, because one day God will use them and they will raise up godly men and women. And so make sure, Star. All right. Now we are going to pray, and we're going to ask the Lord for the blessing, His blessing to come upon them. But look around, and some of you have grandchildren. Some of you have great-grandchildren, great-great. Anybody have a great-great-grandchildren here? Raise your hand. How about great-great-great-great-grandchildren? Now you probably wouldn't be here. You'd be in heaven, right? But we are so blessed, and you are the apple of God's eye, and we can never share and show how appreciated we are for our mothers. My mother is in heaven. Thank the Lord. Praise God. My wife's not here because she's home with her mother who couldn't make it. But a lot of mothers who aren't here, we appreciate you guys and you ladies, I should say, not you guys, but you ladies. And we're going to ask the Lord to bless you and have a special covering of you. Let's pray. Father God, we do thank you for every woman, every daughter of the King that's standing here this morning. And Father, they are so precious in your sight. In fact, you call them the apple of your eye. And Lord, they do so much. They do more than the man, Lord. They do more because they not only some of them even work a full-time job, but they don't get the time off. They come home to a full-time job at home. And we pray that you would bless them. We pray that you would anoint them with the Holy Spirit, Lord, with your Spirit. We pray that you would open the floodgate of heaven and you will pour out your love upon every woman here, every young lady, every little girl, Father, who one day will, if you should tarry, be a mother as well. And Lord, give them that wisdom and that knowledge to minister to their husbands, to minister to their children, and to be ministered by you. So bless them, Lord. May we show our appreciation for them this morning, and may the husbands bless them. And as we present them before you as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable for your reasonable service. And we give you all the glory and the honor, Lord. And so bless all the mothers here and soon to be mothers and one day will be mothers. Bless them all for the kingdom of heaven and for the glory of God. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, children. What a blessing. All right. Well, we want to continue in the service this morning, and we want it. What better than to have testimony and examples of why mothers are called and are blessed? You know, and like I said, my mom went to home to be with the Lord, and but she did love Jesus. She had a relationship with Christ, and I am so thankful for that. And so we're going to have some testimonies come up, and a few of the youth are going to come up, and they're going to share why their mothers are great and what the Lord will speak through them, and then we'll look to the Word. So let's see. Come on up here. Selene is going to come up here first, and I believe. Yeah, come on up this way. Oh, that's okay. I have spit went out of my mouth talking one time, and it flew out. It happens. It happens. And it hit Brother Mikey.
Hello.
Go ahead. Don't touch the mic. Just go ahead and share what God's put on your heart. What's that?
Move the mic down just a bit.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. It's not my fault, but I'm sure. Okay. Right now I want to acknowledge all the beautiful mothers in the room like we did. So thank you for everything you've done. But I would like to like shout out to my beautiful mother because she's just one. She is wonderful and she has all the character traits of a good woman and what God desires for a woman. Yes. She has taught me life lessons throughout the years of bringing, like, seeing the best in people, no matter what their situation are, or to even think, like, put yourself in their shoes. Like, I have like, arguments with friends. She goes, well, what if they're not, like, 100% that day, or, like, you know. So that's one of the reasons. And she's just so positive about everything, especially in work, when she has a lot to say about work. Like, how people are always, like, messed up. That guy almost hit me! You know, she's just, like, always positive about it. And, like I said, she's just a character, a living character of what God wants in a woman. And that just shows a lot for me because I look up to her as a young woman myself. And she inspires me to be just like, to be everything I need to be. And she just teaches me everything. And I have a story time because this will go with me forever. So all of y'all know that I have my license. But it's not like it took a lot for me to get there. Like my permit, oh my gosh, I failed so many times. We're not going to talk about that. But my mom was there every single appointment, every single DMV, every single time I cried my eyes out because I was not good enough to pass. And she taught me a lot. Stop. And she was there. I failed. I was my third time failing. And she told me, I told her, why am I not good enough to pass? Why doesn't God want me to pass? And she said, Sonny, I promise you the next time you take this test, you will pass because you have the potential and the perseverance to not give up. Right there, I was about to give up. And she's like, the next time you take it, oh my gosh, the next time you take it, you will pass. And so the next 2 weeks after that, I studied. She even helped me. She paid extra $10. That's a lot. For me to get that sheet on the DMV practice test so I know what's exactly on the test and I was prepared. She's like that with every test that I have, always asking me to do my, like, to study to do my best. She helped me succeed. So the next time I went to that DMV test, I passed. And it was because of her, because she saw that I could do it. Oh my gosh. She saw that I could do it, and she helped me succeed to my very best. And so I just want to acknowledge you because I love you, and I wouldn't be the woman I am because without you.
Awesome. That was awesome. Whew, thank the Lord that you're only able to drive between 1 and 3 in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Nah. All right, who else is coming up? Come on up. Just work your way up here. In fact, I tell you what, the youth that are going to be speaking, I want you guys to come up here and sit in the front row. So just come on up and sit up here in the front. There you go.
Good morning. I'm Leah, and Adriana Carpio. My mother is the strongest person I know, and she continues to stay strong despite everything that's been thrown at her. Her heart is so kind and filled with love, and that's like someone who I want to be, since, you know, I'm not really nice. But I may be a rotten turd brat, in her words, but she still loves me regardless of my flaws and all the wrong I do. She's such a beautiful person inside and out, and I wish she would realize that instead of listening to those who only wish to drag her down. She's away a lot, but the time we spend together, whether it's just for a few minutes, is always nice to have. I know I don't say it a lot, and she probably doesn't think I mean it, but I really am grateful for everything she does, and I really do love her a lot.
Is she here this morning? Oh, she's helping us. Okay. Okay, next, come on up. It's okay. Cool. Serving the Lord.
You can leave. Okay. Well, happy Mother's Day to everybody. But I especially want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom. Who's your mom? Erica. Hazel. Oh my God. Hazel. I'm so grateful for everything you have done for me. I know I've caused a lot of issues to you. And I'm so sorry. But I love you because no matter what, you haven't left my side. I'm not the best kid in the world, and I know that. But I'm still trying. I'm still trying to be better for you. Because I don't want to make you think that I'm a disappointment. I'm trying to get my act together because I love you and because I know that I can't keep doing this. You've cared for me nonstop. And you have never made sure that I was alone. I'm so sorry. But I love you so much. And I'm thanking you right now for everything that you have done continuously for me and Molly to make sure that we will never be by ourselves. So happy Mother's Day.
Hi, I'm Jalen. My mom is Adriana Marie Carpio. Happy Mother's Day. God really blessed me with my sisters and me with her. I couldn't ask for a better mom. Thank you for everything you do, for loving us when we get on your last nerve, and for working so hard to provide for us, for driving me to and picking me up from practice, even after you're tired from your long day at work. And thank you especially for getting me through my ACL tear. It's been exactly a year since I tore it, and I'm sorry for taking away your spotlight last year. And thank you for always paying the expenses you had to, and especially for like the constant physical therapy appointments, because it wasn't cheap. And thank you for encouraging me and exercising with me when I wanted to give up. And thank you for not giving up on me. And thank you for being so wonderful and sweet. You're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And thank you for being the best mother you can be and always being there for me. From your favorite daughter, Jalen.
That was a good ending right there. That was it.
Okay, well, good morning and happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful moms who are here today. In my family, I kind of don't just have one mom. I have my tita Nina and my mom. I'm thankful for everything you guys have done for us. You guys are so hardworking, and God has truly blessed me with you guys. Whenever I need someone to lean on, you guys always have my back, whether I'm getting on your nerves or not. I love you guys, and I can't imagine not having you by my side through it all. Mom, I wish I could give you the universe for everything that you have done and sacrificed for me and Hazel to be happy. You are the strongest, most loving, caring, and selfless woman I know. You put everybody before yourself and still continue to do that, to put people's happiness before your own. As I grow older and continue to build a bond with you, I hope to become one day an amazing mother just like you.
I really brought these up for the guys because they're coming up now. Come on up.
Hi, guys. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I just wanted to, you know, shout out to my mama fast. Julie Morales. Raise your hand. Okay. So many of you know that I, you know, I'm back for summer for college. And like I, to be honest with you guys, it was really tough for me because I had no family out there. No, I was a lone wolf, you know, another state. You know, even though it was kind of like 6 hours away, but still I was a lone wolf. And she heard my, I used to call her up every week, complaining, everything. Mom, the teacher gave me a bad grade. Mom, I'm struggling. Mom, all this stuff is. My roommate's annoying, Mom. He keeps stealing the toilet paper. So she hears my rants, my complaints, all my struggles. She knows my struggles. She even hears me cry to her when I'm struggling really bad. And, you know, when she was failing her class, when she was in school, I failed my class and I had to redo it a whole another semester. And I was like, why, Mom? Why am I doing this? She said, it's okay. I did the same way. And look where I am now. You know, I have my job now. And then, so I was like, ever since I failed that, I know not to give up. She teaches me the perseverance, the, you know, not to give up. And then she always says, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ gives me strength. Amen. And, you know, that's pretty much, I just kept saying that. I wrote it down on my hand. I wrote it down on my, you know, put on my walls. That's what pretty much saved me this last year because I was struggling because my major is really hard. It's biomed engineering, and it's crazy, crazy hard. It's one of the hardest majors at my school, and I just told her I'm struggling. Like, I'm really struggling this year. It's first year of college. I'm struggling. Classes are hard. I have no clue how to code. You know, I'm taking a coding class. I'm taking chemistry class. I'm taking an engineering class. All of these classes are super hard, and I'm ranting to her. I'm complaining to her. I'm getting mad at her, yelling at her, saying, why did I come here? Why did I come here? But she's telling me, it's okay, God has a purpose. God has a purpose. You know, and then ever since if one-on-one talking to her, she makes me, you know, be at peace. Ever since I'm talking to her, she, you know, helps me through my tough times, my, you know, whatever, my struggles. She makes all my struggles away. Obviously, God does that, but she helps me. So, you should listen to worship music. Okay. And I was going through a super hard time where I actually withdraw from my class and, you know, things are not looking, you know, so right for me. Like I said, I'm a lone wolf out there, so I have nobody. And it's kind of hard, you know, when you have nobody, no friends from San Diego, you know, no family out there. So it's kind of hard, but, and I'll tell you, she said, listen to the worship music. And so sure enough, I did. It helps me calm down. Like, she knows exactly what to say, exactly how to help me. And I just want to say I love you because, you know, without her, I wouldn't, you know, be where I am right now. So I just want to say thank you.
That's awesome. Because he's going to be a bioengineer, and so he's going to make heart defibrillators, and he's going to make mine. He's going to gold plate it for me. When I have to have a heart machine here, he's going to gold plate it for me, and he's going to customize it. So I can grow a little taller.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hello?
It's on, brother. Go for it.
My name is Isaiah. My mom is right there. Raise your hand. I would like to thank her for everything she's given me. She put a roof over my head. She gave me all the clothes I have now. She's made me who I am. And so is my dad. And I'd like to thank my mom for everything she's done and all the struggles I put her through, like having an attitude and everything else. And I'd like to thank her for being there for me for all the 13 years I've been on this earth. And and I'm thankful that God gave me the most beautiful mother in the world that I could ever ask for. And yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Awesome.
Blessed. All right.
That was good.
All right. My mother is the best mother. Oh, wait. My name is Samuel Morales, and my mom is Julie Morales. And happy Mother's Day to everybody, especially my dad. And I'm really thankful that God gave me the most beautiful mother ever. And she is, like, good at everything. She's a good cook, good person at her job, which is, like, an x-ray tech or something. And it still confuses me. And so, anyway, she's the most, like, beautiful mom ever for me. And she's really good at cooking sometimes. And just kidding, she's really good. And so I just love her very much, and she just buys me all my clothes. She buys my school. Well, buys me for my school, whatever. And she's just, I love her so much, and happy Mother's Day, and yeah.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's in my family, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Do we have any more? That was awesome. Woo. Yeah, well, you know what? I'm thankful. My mom's in heaven, but I'm just thankful that she's delivered and walking in the clouds. But, you know, we do appreciate all the moms this morning. And I was going to have a full-blown study, but I wasn't sure how many people were going to come up, but I do want to share out of Proverbs chapter 31, and you guys know it well. It's called The Virtuous Woman, and I'm just going to read it. I don't want to add to it. I don't want to take away after hearing these testimonies. And when I think about my mom and my life, I wasn't a believer back in the 70s. I didn't get saved till 1978. And what I put my mom through, there were six of us at that time who we weren't all saved. We went to the Catholic Church, and we didn't know the Lord personally like we do now, but we were we heard the Word of God, semi little bits and pieces, and religion. And when I think of my mom sometimes and what I put her through, it's, I think the love of a mother never leaves their heart for their children, regardless how bad they are or what we put our mothers through. They never, their love never changes. They love. I want to read Proverbs 31. If you join me and look at verse 10, I'm just going to read it through. I'm not going to expound on it because I think it speaks for itself. And I think the testimonies here this morning of these young men and women sharing about their moms and all these little ones coming in and passing out all these roses, and how moms, you are you play a very important part in their lives. And when I think of, I was going to go share out of, we're in Luke chapter 1 about the start of Mary's life. And but I don't think, I think if I get into it, I'm not going to stop till probably 11:30. And I know you probably stone me. So, but I am gonna read Proverbs 31. I want you to listen to the Proverbs 31. If you want to turn there to verse 10, it says, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She's like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises well while it's yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff and her hands holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. And when she sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for her for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. And many daughters have done well, but you exceed them all. And charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. And give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Isn't that beautiful? That's a well description of all you mothers and soon to be mothers and all you ladies. You're blessed. And when I think about all that you do, and as I'm looking at it as a man, we can never fill your shoes. You know, we men are just dogs. We're dogs, you know. And that's what I was told once. You know, I won't say by who, but you are special because a lot of you here do the role of not only the mother but of the father as well, and you play both roles. And you never punch out. Some of you even have full time jobs, and then when you come home, your job really begins because you gotta take care of your household. And us men, we punch in and punch out. We come home and we think, okay, where's my food? You know, and we're totally different, but God honors that, and you are special, and we are so thankful for our parents and for our mothers and our wives, even our daughters, because one day they too will follow after that example that you set down as mothers, and hopefully they'll follow that example. But more so, living the Word of God. You know, as we go through the book of Luke and talking about Mary when the angel Gabriel came to her and Elizabeth, and now they're going to meet. And as we're going to look at that next week, because if I get into it right now, I'm going to keep you here, and I know that you ain't going to want to do that. But you're special, guys. You're special. And I didn't know what to expect when they came up here, but I was really blessed by what they said. And I can tell that they were pouring out their hearts. And that's what's so beautiful about having the love of Christ in our lives. We can pour out our hearts, and we can share what's really on our heart. And I believe they were sharing that. And so how important it is that we, men, that we honor our wives today, that we honor our children and we pray for them. And we love them according to how Christ loved the church. And he gave his life down for them. And I know I'm guilty of that sometimes. And especially when your children are all grown up and they have their own lives and their own homes. Sometimes I forget to still honor my wife as she's still a mother, because I'm still there, and she tells me, you know, you're a child, just a hairy one, you know. And you guys are very special, I believe, in God's eyes. Ladies, you are special because sometimes you play both roles, not only the mother but the father as well. And so this whole thing coming up, I didn't know what to expect, but wanted to do something different for Mother's Day, and let the teenagers share. And so we want to ask for God's blessing upon you, and so I want all you mothers to stand up, okay? All the mothers to stand up. And I want you sons and daughters to go over there where your mothers are. And I want everybody to lay hands on you properly. We're going to ask for God's blessing and that he will bless you more and beyond what you could ever imagine and think. I think if it was, ladies, if it was you in the New Testament, it would have been you having the Messiah. I always say that, you know. I always say, if it was you in the Old Testament, it would have been you, not Mary. You know, and Carmen, the angel Gabriel came to the woman Carmen, you know, or you put your name in it. But you're blessed among all women, because you still have God's sons and God's daughters. And so we're going to pray for you and ask God's blessing, and then we're going to continue to worship and ask God to bless your day today. And next week we're going to pick up, so I want you guys to go through. We're going to pick up at Luke chapter 1, verse 46, regarding Mary and Elizabeth's first encounter of both being pregnant and the start of the Messiah coming on the scene. So let's pray, and let's ask for God's blessing on all his daughters this morning. Let's pray. Father God, we want to thank you that you will pour out your spirit right now, Lord, upon every woman here, every young woman here, Father, and that you would open the floodgates of heaven, and your spirit would come down and rest upon them, and you would anoint them, and you would fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord, and that you would bless every action, Lord. You would bless every word, every breath that they take, Father. We ask that you will anoint them by the power of your Holy Spirit, every woman here in this room, Father, that you would order their steps, because you said the steps of the righteous are ordered by you. And Lord, when I think of Mary and the encounter with Gabriel, Lord, and I think if every woman here was back then, it would have been them. I always say that it would have been them Gabriel would have came to. But even more so, the Holy Spirit has come to them now. The Holy Spirit has anointed each and every one of them here. And we're here to testify that these are godly women, that these are your daughters. And as husbands, Lord, give us the discernment. Help us to treat them as God's daughters. And as children, may we treat them as God's the mothers that they've given to them. Father, we are so blessed that our wives, our mothers, our daughters are here in this room this morning. And we ask that, again, you open the floodgate of heaven, pour out your spirit upon them, and that you would bless their coming in and you bless their going out. We ask that you strengthen them. We ask that you provide for them every need that they have, Lord, and that, Father, you would give them the desire of their hearts. We ask for your hand of protection around these young ones, Lord, that came up here and talked as they poured out their hearts to you. We pray for your hand of protection from the world and the young men who one day will have wives, and may they not settle for less than for godly women. And these women, young women, that they won't settle for less but for godly men when that time comes. So we pray, Father, that you will anoint and you will bless every woman here, every child here, Lord, that you will bless them and anoint them by the power of your Holy Spirit. Bring the tongue of fire and rest it on their heads. And Lord, may the husbands cater to them, not only today, but tomorrow and so on. May you give us the discernment to minister to them, Lord, the love that is needed to minister to them. And forgive us for lacking in times when we do, because these are your daughters. And I know my daughters, I know that how I would want it, my son-in-laws to treat my daughters or whoever was there at the time. That's how you want us to treat yours, but even more so. So we want to thank you for each woman here this morning. And we pray that you anoint them with the power of your Holy Spirit. You strengthen them. You come alongside of them. You go before them. You be their rear guard. You be to the left and the right. And you minister to them through the power and the love of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Father. We ask this all in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Proverbs 31, women. Let's worship the Lord. And may the Lord bless your day today. And may you have a great day with the family. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's worship.